The problems that I talked about then have certainly came through, but they're good problems when you look at it. We now have to compete with one of the finest festivals in Europe. We have to compete for artists, but that's good for all the other festivals because we now have to start looking outwards to not compete so much as maintain some kind of, you know, quality at all other Scottish festivals, and certainly Celtic Connections is taking the lead in that, you know. Mm.
But I think nowadays you need this Celtic Connections festival for as a kind of PR of the Celtic music in Europe.
Well, I don't like the word Celtic, I've got to say that. I just think it, I call it folk music. It could be music of any kind with the people. So it's the people's music. It doesn't belong to the Celts. There isn't such a thing as Celtic music. There are people who are Celtic who play music, but it's not similar. You know, it's good, yes, it's good, because it's making people look at their own cultures and their own writers, poets, artists, and it's making people look at themselves, and that's good.